Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act on that. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the trap dog, giving a microphone, dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen. Steve Harvey, why don't you join in?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, yeah, I do. Man, God been good to me. Man, he been so good to me. Wow. And And you know why I say it like that? What makes it amazing is because it's been in spite of myself. I mean, you know what I mean by that? I mean that he's been good to me in spite of all the craziness I've done, all the foolishness I've gotten myself involved with, and not only got, but knowingly got myself involved with, all of the stupid decisions I've made. Put all that to the side, and he's still been good to me. Bring it all and put it on the plate, and he's still been good to me. Man, that's amazing, man. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that could say the exact same thing. I mean, come on, man. I got you ain't famous. I got anybody got no microphone in your face. I got nobody ain't got no spotlight on you. I got nobody ain't got no camera in your face. I got nobody, probably ain't nobody blogging about you. But let me tell you something. If you break it down and be real about it, oh, you done done something outside the box. You done done something, ladies included. You've done something out the box. You woke up and went, what did I do that for? Oh, we've all done it. So with all that said and done, God still loves you, man. God still loves you, still wants the best for you, still considers you his child, and is willing, man, to show you your future. He is willing to show you your life. He is willing to let you take a peek at the blueprint. Man, that's an amazing God right there. Because I know I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'm glad it's him. You know, today, man, I want to encourage brothers out there. And when I say brothers, I'm talking to everybody that's of the male species. I don't care about your color. I really, really don't. I don't even have time for that in my day. Matter of fact, sometimes when you get to discussing race, I just get tired of it sometimes. So I just wish, you know, some days I just want to wake up and just do me. You know, I got what the skin tone is. I got that. But I just want to wake up some days and just go on about my business and do me. I don't want to have to deal with it. Sometimes I get tired of talking about the issues. I ain't going to make them go away, but sometimes I get tired. So today I'm talking to brothers, all the brothers of the male species. I'm talking about men. Today, man, if you ain't doing it all, if you're feeling empty, man, start today completing your process and your journey. And you know what I'm saying by that? If there's a part of you that's missing as a man, and now, man, I'm talking to you, so, you know, some ladies listening, but you know what I'm talking about. It's some part of you that's missing as a man. If you ain't really been in touch with your kids like you're supposed to. Now, for whatever the reason is, and please know, I do understand how sometimes women can use children as pawns. It happens all the time. I've been through it. Man. I know what it feels like, man, to want to do something, but because you ain't got this or you ain't doing this, then I ain't going to let you have this. You got to fight through, fellas. You got to fight through. You got to fulfill your end of the deal. And I got how difficult they making it. I got how, man, it's going to come with some drama, but you got to fight through it. Because, man, we need fathers to be fathers. That's really what we need. If you're a man out there and you are a father of a child, we need you to do your job. I'm talking about our community, our situation, us as a people, all of us. We need you to be a father. Period. Now, hey, man, I ain't coming down on you. I'm just your boy. I'm your man, and I've been in the same predicament and the same hole myself, where I couldn't get to them, where they were used as pawns, where they were told things about me that wasn't even true. I've been through it. You can't see them. You don't come over. Okay, I got all that. You ain't sent this. You ain't, okay, hey, got all that. If you can call them sometimes, tell them you're thinking about them. Tell them you love them. If you can get a letter to them, if you can get a message to your children through one of your relatives, start the process today. Be a father. It's your job. Now, because you ignoring him, or you acting like they ain't over there, or you done bagged them out of your mind because the situation got too difficult, I got that. I got that. But you got to step up and be fathers. You got to write a letter. You got to send the money. If she talking about if you don't send all the money, you ain't going to send. Send what you got. If taking it over there is too much drama, send it through a relative. Give it to a mama. Give it to a sister. Ask her to take it over there and do something for the baby. Because, okay, you can't deal with the drama. I got that. And I know it's much to pay when you have to deal with that. Because I know hell have no fury like a woman scorned. Please know I know that. Please know. And that's a real statement. That ain't no saying Steve got. That's the truth. So, but do what you got to do. Sometimes you have to apologize. Sometimes an apology goes a long way to your children. Just say, look, because I've made this apology before. Hey, man, look, I'm sorry. I wasn't there for you. I was out grinding and hustling, and I wasn't paying attention to you. And I should have been. And I apologize. Now, imagine, man, there's days where you was telling people I was your father up at the school and they wasn't believing you. I apologize for sending you through that. But now, man, I tell you what. I made some mistakes and I got it together. I want me and you to move forward as father and son. I want me and you to move forward as father and daughter. I want to be in your life. Now, I ain't got a lot, but guess what? I know a lot. Because if you a man and you a father, please know you know something that child don't know. You have information. You have experience. That's all they need sometimes, to have somebody to talk to. That daughter of yours just needs to know from her daddy, how should a man treat me, Dad? What should I look for in a man? See, they'll take that information from you because they know it's coming from the right place. And then you know that your son needs you because you know how difficult it is if you're trying to be a man without your daddy. You already know how funky that is right there. So come on, man, admit your mistakes and move forward. Call your kids. Write a letter. Get a phone number on them. Send a text. Drop a message. Send a note up to the school. Do something, man. If those of us that are fathers would just be fathers, I could shut the mentoring camp down. Now, I would say I apologize because I don't want you to think I'm coming down on you, but I've been through this myself. I ain't really coming down. I'm just reminding you. This is our job. These are our children. This is our responsibility. We are men. There is no excuses. You don't get cut a break on that one. Sorry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your undivided attention, please? Listen, I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is the beginning of something new, the start of a new day. Yeah, and you are here, you are in it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's the deal. Now, here's the way you do it, y'all. You start with gratitude that will affect your attitude that will immediately, watch this word, assimilate your altitude. I don't know how I've done it.
Me?
I'll tell you, the time that I've spent in school is just alarming to me. I've dedicated a very, very small portion of my life to getting educated.
Very, very
and it has
small.
Affected me greatly. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's how we do it in the morning. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica, the Mouth of the South, Junior, Keir Spates' real name, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Ladies and gentlemen, Junior, what's on your mind today?
You know what? Let me help one. Y'all need to help one of my friends out of one of my partners. You know, he going through something, but then he said to us now at the barbershop, he said, man, I don't know if I'm staying in this relationship too long. He don't see the signs, as many relationships you had, how do you know you stayed in your relationship too long?
You have a friend.
Yeah.
That came to the barbershop.
Yeah.
And the conversation was, he needs some help because he in a relationship, he think he been in it too long. He been in it too long.
Yeah.
The fact that you are saying
you've
been
I
in
said.
It too long, that's the jumping point that you've been in it too long. And then let me tell you something else. It also is the jumping point to let you know that it ain't long left.
Yeah.
Once you start once you start counting the time, it's interesting at that point.
Yeah.
Because then you have to go, well, wait a minute. Hold on. See, I'll give you time. Like if somebody asks you, hey man, so how long y'all been together? Yeah. 8 years, 6 months, 42 days. Now, that right there. That means you feel as though you're doing time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, you just can't.
Right.
It gets started to be ugly right there. Yeah. It's some other signs that you've been in it too long. Mm-hmm. Mm. When you're sitting there with her in the car, and you never, ever look over at her. That's a sign that you just driving. Everything is to your left. Everything is to your left. That's a sign that you've
That's
been
crazy.
In.
Because I've yes, done Carl. That.
Even when you make a right turn.
Straight
you make
ahead.
A right turn, you stay left. You lean left.
Yeah. I've done that, Steve.
Oh here's the last time that you know you've been in a relationship to her. Mm. If soon as she asks you something, this is what you do.
The sigh. Yeah.
That right there, boy, is a dead giveaway.
You're right.
All right. All gone wrong.
All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
You've been driving my car. You have been driving my car. Cat dog?
Car. You were?
Car.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Curtis, please.
Yeah, this is Curtis.
Hey, you the one worked at the hotel and you do valet parking?
Yeah, I work at the...
Okay, let me tell you something. You the one that parked my 750 BMW. You just took the change out of my car, the loose change I had in there, and you also done put 100 miles on there, and I know you the one did it because you the one I tipped. I tipped you. You parked it, and then when I came back, you the one brought my car back, and I tipped you. I know you the one put them damn miles on my car,
Hold on, man. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Who is this?
My name is Jason, man. Jason...
Jason, how did you get my number?
I got your number from the hotel manager. I told him I needed to talk to Curtis, who do the valet parking, and they gave me your number. You the one put these miles, man. You put 100 miles
on
my car.
Hold on, I ain't put no miles on your car, man. That's all I do is just get the cars and park them. That's it. I ain't taking no change from nobody's car either.
You the one took my change. I had T.D. Jakes in there in the CD player. When I got in there, it was Biggie Smalls or somebody in there. You the one was in my car, man.
Man, I don't even know how to work that radio in there. Man, look, what I probably parked your car because I parked a whole lot of cars. Maybe somebody else probably took your car and drove it around, but I don't know.
How many more Curtises work at the hotel and do valet parking? How many more Curtises?
Yeah, I work at the and do valet parking, but that's all I do is park the cars. I don't take nobody's car and drive it around the town or steal nothing from their car. I ain't no thief, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. I know you the one put these miles on here. You hear me? I know you was the one, man.
Hold on, man. Look, man. I'm on probation right now, right? So, I mean, I ain't got no time to be spilling nothing out about nobody's cars. I'm just part-time job, man, just parking cars. I'm trying to take care of me and my little girl. That's it. I'm telling you, if somebody did take your car and drive it around or steal something from your car, we can figure it out. You know what I'm talking about? If you just bring the car up and you just come and we can talk to the managers and figure it out. But I promise you it wasn't me, man.
Hey, man,
I promise you. If you should just slow down and listen, you know, we'll find out what happened with your car.
You the one did it, man. You the one put the 100 miles on my car. You had that red vest on. You had that name tag said Curtis. You pulled off in it, and you pulled back up in it. You the only one drove it. You was the one.
Hey, man, hey, lower your voice a little bit, man. Hold on, I can hear you.
No, I know you can hear me. You're going to hear me when I get in your though. You're going to hear me when I do that.
What the f*** telling me?
I said you're going to hear me when I get in your because you put that 100 miles on it. I'm going to come up to that damn.
Hey, man, I told you I ain't putting 100 miles in your car, right? I'm just, hey, man, you know what? I didn't steal nothing from your car. I ain't putting 100 miles in your car, right? I told you I'm on probation right now. That's all I do. I go to work, I park these cars, and I come home to take care of me and my girl, all right? I ain't putting 100 miles on your car, man. I didn't take your car. That's all I did was drove your car and parked it, man. That's it.
When I got back in it. Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to come up. When do you work again? When do you work?
Tomorrow. I work tomorrow night.
What time do your get there?
I'll be there at 6 o'clock.
Okay, then. I'm coming up there at 5:45. And guess what, Mr. Curtis? I'm going to deal with your little by myself.
Man, no. Come bring your up to that job. That job is you, dog. Bring your up to the job. What kind of car you say you had again?
I said I got a black 750 BMW. I'm coming up there. When I get out of it, have your ready. Here, Curtis, have your ready.
Already. No, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to have my little vest on for you, too. It's going to say, Curtis, just bring your black up there because you sound like you're black.
Yeah, I'm black. I'm black. My car black, and I'm finna get in your black tomorrow.
Bring your tell you, stop with me, dog. Today, right? I'm telling you, I'm trying to shit out of my way on paper. That paper, this job, I'm telling you, bring your up there if you want to, dog. I'm telling you, it wasn't me, but I mean, you want to take it down, man.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, Curtis. You listening to me?
What?
Is you listening?
Yeah.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy TC, who do valet parking with you.
What'd you say?
Hey, Curtis, your homeboy that you do, is it another guy work there named TC that do valet parking?
Yeah.
Hey, man, this Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, he got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, man, I'm going to get that. Oh, Lord, Jesus. Man, my heart was beat, man. My heart was beat so fast, I thought I was about to go back down. Oh, Lord. Oh,
you knew you was going back, Curtis.
Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, man, it was about to be over. It was about to be over. The first person I saw got out of it was about to get it. It was about to get it. I'm telling you.
Curtis, you got to be strong, man. You going to be strong?
For sure.
Be strong, man. Don't let nobody push your buttons and have you going back, man. Just be strong.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm almost off, right. You know. I'm going to keep it straight, man, you know.
All right, man. Stay strong. You got to take care of this little girl, boy. You can't go back in there.
Already.
All right. I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, that's Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
That's it right there. I don't need it this morning. I don't need the praise and worship. I don't need the accolades. I don't need it. Well, I've learned to give it to myself because ain't nobody else going to give it to you. Tommy, you did an excellent job. Amazing. Amazing.
Well, you beat us to it, though.
Man.
You don't even get
us time.
You don't need
them. Well, I know you're not coming. You know what I mean? So I might as well go on and do it myself.
What?
I'm not coming.
Tommy, you were amazing with that prank this morning, boy.
Tommy, you just said. You just said a second
didn't need
ago.
It. Didn't
I don't need the praise and worship. And then
no, I don't need it from y'all. I'm going to give it to myself. That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
I'm not going to not do
it.
It's a drug, dog.
Oh, we getting on your nerves, did he? Yeah.
We didn't really worship you.
We just talked about sighing. We just talked about what that means. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, outraged actor Matthew McConaughey begs for common sense gun laws at the White House. Plus, in other entertainment news, reality stars Todd and Julie Chrisley were found guilty on tax evasion and bank fraud charges.
What?
Yeah, they could face up to 30 years in prison. Whoa. Yeah, that's a lot. And Brittany Griner supporters held a rally in her hometown of Houston demanding her release. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now it is time for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, ready for your love questions. Farah in Clearwater writes, I'm a 44-year-old single woman and my son is friends with a guy I used to date. My son is 24 and the guy is 26. And as soon as he finds out it's my son, I'm afraid he'll tell my son about us. What should I do? Should I talk to my son about it?
Nope. Don't open your damn mouth. Why do I talk to women like this all the time? Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, she's just feeling a little guilty.
Why are you compelled to share everything? Shut up. Wait.
And see what goes down.
Yeah.
There's nothing to address right now. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a little, listen, you're going to be on a little pins and needles.
Yeah,
you know, you're going to be a, you're going to walk around on eggshells. That's going to be a lot of anxiety. You know, that's going to be moments of apprehension. You know, that's going to be really uneasiness and uncomfortable zones. There'll be times where you just be a little sweaty palm and all like that. That's how we live. What?
On the edge.
What?
That's too
what is all this clearing the air y'all be needing and all this here?
To get it off your chest. Yeah, to get it off of us.
I understand that you have breasts. And maybe you're feeling it, though, that there's a little bit more on your chest than I. Maybe so. But so.
Don't say nothing.
Deal with it.
But she'll feel
and that's
relieved.
My suggestion to her. You know, don't
say anything.
Don't open your damn mouth. You dating your son's friend, and you used to dating, she and they don't know, and you think he going to tell him. So? He ain't told him yet.
But if he tells them, then what? What if
we'll deal with that when we get to it?
Oh, one problem at a time.
Right. What are you? What?
One day at a time.
Stop starting fires in your own living room. What is you in here, baby? I need to talk to you. I ain't never walking in here with no confession. I come in here with an explanation. We not walking in here with no damn confession.
All right.
That ain't what we finna do.
All right, Farah. Tanya, moving on to Tanya in D.C. Tanya says, I'm a single woman in my mid-30s, and I'm sleeping with a man that I met before the pandemic. He recently told me he is married, and I was caught off guard because we've spent many nights together. He said he wanted to come clean and allow me to choose to be with him or not. I'm hooked on him, so what do I do?
See, now this goes right back to the first one.
We
didn't say, he didn't say nothing before the pandemic.
And he should have.
But, see, the problem hadn't arisen yet. Now, was he wrong for that? Probably.
Yeah.
But then, see, probably. What he did was, well, no, I mean, he was, okay, all right, let me change this. He was wrong.
Yes, he was.
Okay, he was wrong for that.
A little bit, yeah.
Right,
no,
but the
a
problem
lot
occurred, but he now the problem occurred because he wants to continue.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, well, listen, I need to tell you something. I got a little situation.
Mm-hmm.
But now she hooked, and now she has a decision to make. Now, first of all, he was wrong.
Absolutely.
And now you have a decision to make. My strong suggestion to you is to go on about your business.
Get out.
Because if you sign up for this, you have signed up for second.
Yeah.
Just know that.
That's a good way to put it.
And once once you say you sign up for second, he know you ain't got no problem with being second.
Second is really not a bad spot, though. It's really not.
Right behind first. It's right
it's
behind
not first.
First.
I mean, it's right. You're right there, you know? It's like, you know, like you're seventh or eighth. I mean, you're right there.
Well, lady, I understand what Tommy's saying, but let me give you a baseball analogy about being second.
Come on.
The average baseball player in a game never gets to second base.
There you go. Nice.
So it's a hard position, is what you're saying. It's a pretty.
The average baseball player out of 10 trips to the plate will not get to second base.
And you're there.
Okay, whatever. This is not a sport. This is her life.
This is a sport, Shirley.
I almost got caught up in that crazy analogy.
In the Olympics, you know, it's the gold, and then it's the silver, and then it's the bronze.
All right, let's go.
Thank you.
She don't understand. Let's go.
I got it. Shani,
I can't help you if you don't want help. Come on.
Says, my husband owns a mobile detail service and the majority of his customers are women. I pulled up on one of his jobs and he was sitting in the driveway with a lady having a beer. He said he was taking a break and he's upset with me now for stopping by. Does that mean he is guilty of something?
No, your husband runs an auto detail shop. He out here working and the majority of the customers is women because women don't like and can't wash cars.
Right.
He doing a service. Now, you pull up on your husband. He's sitting in the driveway having a beer. It's hot.
What do you want? What do you want?
It's hot.
I want to come and see my husband.
He wasn't in her house. He was sitting in the car. He was at work having a cold beer.
Right. Okay.
Now, you roll up finna mess this man's business up. It was just a beer.
Maybe she just wanted to stop by and say hello to her man.
Why is you stopping by on my job to say hi?
You ain't been stopping by.
Right. High as gas.
Did I say hi to you before we left the house this morning?
Shut up, Junior. I heard you.
Yeah. Again, what you joyriding, pulling up on me?
As high as gas is.
Because it wasn't a joyride.
It was an investigation.
It was a mission.
Just trying to check up on him.
What do you want?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Actor Matthew McConaughey addressed the American people from the White House podium, pleading for the passage of common sense gun laws in the wake of a shooter slaughtering 19 children and 2 teachers in his hometown of Uvalde, Texas. McConaughey also shared his experiences meeting with the families of some of the victims of the shooting, including the heartbreaking tale of one of the young victims who wore green high-top Converse sneakers with a heart drawn on them. He also noted that the time is now for new gun legislation. Take a listen.
But people in power have failed to act. So we're asking you, and I'm asking you, will you please ask yourselves, can both sides rise above? Can both sides see beyond the political problem at hand and admit that we have a life preservation problem on our hands? So we got a chance right now to reach for and to grasp a higher ground above our political affiliations. A chance to make a choice that does more than protect your party. A chance to make a choice that protects our country now and for the next generation. We got to take a sober, humble, and honest look in the mirror and rebrand ourselves based on what we truly value. What we truly value. We got to get some real courage and honor our immortal obligations instead of our party affiliations. Enough with the counterpunching.
Yes, sir.
Right. Very well said, buddy. Mm-hmm. Very well said.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. I love it. Mm-hmm. And here's the counter to all of that. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is cut on Fox and watch how they talk about these Hollywood liberals need to stay in their place and act. Stay out of politics.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, these people, they have a counter for everything. And as wonderful of a gesture and as meaningful and heartfelt as what McConaughey said, Fox, man, finds a way. They dance the loophole business, and Fox is a huge station. So listen to this. If you're a layman and you're committed to the Republican Party and you know that that's a conservative talk radio format or conservative television format, and that's what you choose to hear, well, that's all you hear.
Right.
Yeah.
So you never hear the counter.
Right. You always hear that.
Same as if you're a Democrat or a more liberal person, you have a tendency to listen to CNN, MSNBC, you know, stuff like that. But the Republicans are glued to Fox.
Yeah.
The Democrats are glued to CNN. Ain't neither one of us seeing what the other person is saying. But I, on the other hand, happen to watch both.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love knowing what my enemy is talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. And like you that. Become my enemy when you don't want me to have nothing. You know, my father taught me a very valuable lesson when I was growing up. He said, son, it ain't enough that they got everything. They don't want you to have nothing. Now, this is an old black man talk. Now, you can read into that whatever you want to. I really don't care. But I have watched it play out in my life over and over and over and over and over. Now, I've chosen to take a different route and do something about it. But it's like this, man. They just want what they want, and they'll do anything to get it. They will prop up a Herschel Walker, who is about as ignorant as a damn person. Here, I wish they would put his ass up on a debate stadium and let this ignorant football my life. And put him on a debate stage. But they're not going to do it, man. Herschel Walker, man, is a prime example that they'll do anything. They don't even care for the color of his skin. They will pick him, put him in the highest position because they know they're going to play the puppet strings.
Yeah, he'll be running against Raphael Warnock.
Hey, man, Donald Trump has taken care of him his entire football career. It's a story behind that. I'm gonna get the facts and I'm gonna bring it to you. And so now they get him and they put him up in a puppet string. They will deal with people they don't like if they can get what they want from them.
Yeah.
And put them in the highest position.
Well, we do.
And throw money behind Herschel Walker. What has Herschel Walker done? Except
done
stand up
lot.
And brag and talk about Donald Trump. Well, let's make him a senator. He said, "What I this man? This is crazy. What we dealing with?
Yes, it is. But
it ain't politics no more. It's theatrics.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey.
What, Shirley?
Taking a stand. Matthew McConaughey taking a stand. You know, I mean, he's from there, so he wanted to put a face on. Yeah, the face on.
I think it's great when Matthew McConaughey. But but guess what? The 51 senators on the Republican side. Don't they listen to that speech, man? They ain't finna budge.
Yeah, it's not gonna.
They not finna budge. Watch if it go to vote. See, the reason they won't vote and they want it, but they won't address it in the Senate is because then everyone will know that they didn't vote, so they don't even bring it to the vote.
Yeah,
but
all
if
right.
it comes to a vote, they're gonna have to go with that money. It's an ugly man.
Well, in other entertainment news, Todd and Julie Chrisley, stars of the reality TV show Chrisley Knows Best, were found guilty in Atlanta on federal charges, including bank fraud and tax evasion. Prosecutors allege that the Chrisleys submitted fake documents to banks when applying for loans. They used a film production company they controlled to hide income to keep the IRS from collecting unpaid taxes owed by Chrisley, Todd Chrisley, and they're going to remain on house arrest until sentencing, and they could face up to 30 years. Wow.
Ooh, wait.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Todd. Hey, now, Shirley, read the first line of what they did. We don't have time for that right now. Let's do it when
Can we read it when we come back?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. So when before we went to break, I was telling you about the Chrisleys from Chrisley Knows Best. They're the stars, of course, of that reality show, Todd and Julie Chrisley. Well, they were found guilty in Atlanta on federal charges, including bank fraud charges and tax evasion. Prosecutors allege that the Chrisleys submitted fake documents to banks when applying for loans. They used a film
production company. The one I wanted to hear. Shirley, that's the one. They submitted fake documents to banks. Isn't that the exact same thing that Donald Trump has done?
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, it's the facts that the Deutsche Bank had submitted to, he submitted false documents to banks. He did the same thing. So, man, this is like, man, when they, it's so sad because, like, I've known Todd for a long time, man. And I mean, man, really, really, really good guy. Been on my show many, many times, man. Called me, man, in some moments, man, when I was being attacked. Hey, man, hang in there, brother. We're praying for you. So all I can say is I'm praying for him, too, man. I hope this works out. All like this.
Well, they face 30 years in prison.
I mean, look, if you've been convicted, there's nothing I can do. The prayer is over as far as that.
You sentencing
know,
is
my
set.
My prayer is for sentencing at this point. You know?
Yeah, sentencing is set for October 6th, Steve, of this year. So.
Wow. Man.
Yeah. Tax evasion.
Really, really good guy, man. I hope this is a, I hope it's a mistake, but.
Well, his lawyers, they plan to appeal.
They're going to appeal.
So
we'll see. We just have to watch it and let you know. Moving on. His I think their show is still going to be on TV, though, while all this is going on.
Well, that ain't no damn fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It really isn't.
You got to pay your taxes. You can lie to banks and make up accounts and all that stuff. Allegedly.
I can't go in there. I'm going to tell you that. I can't go in there. I can't go in there.
Can't go in where?
What you talking about?
Prison?
Jail. Yes.
Okay.
And he can't
even. Can you imagine Tommy in prison and have to get on the top bunk?
What?
Because of his height?
He going to need help every night.
If he got to get on that top bunk every night.
Steve, that's wrong.
I can't go in there.
And if he got a cellmate that don't want him to step on his bed.
Get up there.
Well, how else is he going to get up
there? How else I'm going to get up there?
You know,
well, I'm going to tell you how you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to use your sheet and tie it to the end of the bed. And you're going to have to, like you're a mountain climb. You got to rappel up.
See, that's too much. I'm not going in there, man.
We have to move on. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check Steve's voicemail right after this. Crazy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is time to check your voicemail. And listen, if you would like to leave a voicemail for Steve, call him 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE. You ready, sir? Here we go.
Yeah.
This caller is from Dallas, Texas. His name is Jesse. He wants to hang out with you.
What's going on, Steve? It's Jesse Majors, man, out of Dallas, Texas. I know you don't remember me, but I'm one of the guys that worked at the Mark 5 Men's Store in Dallas at the Redbird Mall. Look here, man, you hit the mark when you said fishing. Give me a call, man. I sure love to go fishing with you, man. That's something I love to do. I'm retired now. That's my therapy. On Fridays, going fishing. But give me a call, man. Man, I fly out wherever you fishing. I fly there to fish with you. Once again, it's Jesse Majors out of Dallas, Texas. Appreciate you, my brother.
Redbird Mall.
Hey, man, what's going on, doggy?
You remember Appreciate Jesse?
Well, I love you, though, dog. I love you. I love fishing. Yeah, I'll let you know, man. I'm going to holler at you, man. I'm going to give you a call. Fly out, Jesse.
Fly out to where? To where?
Oh, just fly out.
Jesse want
to
go fishing.
Yeah, Jesse.
Man.
Now, Jesse, you got to explain to me what type of fishing you do, because you sound like you bank fish.
What's bank fishing?
I don't mind fishing from the bank, but I prefer a boat. But I will bank fish. But now, here's the problem, though. If you sitting on buckets fishing, I'm not your guy.
He didn't say anything like that.
No, but that's what he meant, though, Shirley. He has been sitting on a bucket. Now, trust me on that.
My therapy every Friday.
But Steve's never mentioned sitting on a
he
bucket.
He got a ring around his ass from that bucket, I promise.
All right, thank you, Jesse. Here's a caller that didn't like Junior's comments on the game. Ooh, let's hear this.
What? Good morning, Steve. I'm calling. Me and my husband riding along, and we listened to the remarks about the game last night. And I felt like it was a bit insulting to refer to the players as light and dark. I just thought that was a bit, you know, insulting and maybe possibly kind of degrading. So that is my remark, and maybe you could open up a podcast or a broadcast about, you know, how people felt about it. Thank you. Keep up the good work, and I hope to hear some sort of feedback. God bless.
Well, now, hold on, Tommy. Hold on, Tommy. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Now, let's get... Wait a minute, Junior.
Wait a minute, but the,
normally
but this, you
I
tripping
handle
though.
These things.
Okay, go ahead.
Normally I handle these things.
Please handle
do
it.
Do you want to say something, or you want me to handle it?
You go ahead and handle it up, because I don't see nothing wrong. There
we
nothing
say what
game.
We want to say on this show. If we don't know your name, you finna be light skinned dude. If we don't know your name, you finna be dark skinned dude. You knew who the hell he was talking about. Don't call this show talking about you was offended because referring to the light skinned players and the dark skinned players. You don't know their name. Now let me explain something to you. We not open. Listen, the light skinned dude on the Boston Celtics, his name is Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
The dark-skinned boy is brown.
Right.
But what about
the all of the Golden State players is light-skinned except for Draymond.
She got
now,
deep
that's
with
what the deal colorism. Is. Now, we didn't create this, and we not apologizing for it. Draymond is the darkest person on the damn Golden State Warriors. And all them little light-skinned boys running around in Boston, Hereford, Jason Tatum,
yeah,
right.
Grant Williams, all them little light skinned boys. That's what they. Now, I know their names, but Junior was just trying to help the people out that don't know the names of the players, and it helped us understand exactly who they were. Don't call this show no more criticizing us, cause all of us on this show we go by light skinned dark skin.
No, we don't. We go by our names.
And we never told y'all that, but that's how we refer to each other. Like, Junior is the little dark boy on this show.
That's me.
The rest is the light-skinned morning show.
All right, look, we got to go. Nah. Thank God. Coming up next.
Oh, moment, all that. We ain't got no time for that.
Coming up next, what is Tommy? Is Tommy light-skinned?
Light-skinned
yeah,
prank
Tommy
coming up.
Light-skinned, boy on the
light-skinned pranks coming up from light-skinned Tommy right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, it is my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is this soldier is never at attention, okay?
Huh?
Well, this soldier is never at attention. Figure it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll get into that in just a bit. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nav?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I don't know how I want to do it.
Come on, King of Pranks, you know.
Okay. Light skin, okay. King of Pranks. Light skin.
Oh!
I'm gonna keep it going from the. I'm keeping it going from the last break. Light skin, King of Pranks. You know. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what do you want a dog skin prank or a light skin prank? What kind you want?
Just play the prank.
You want a medium skin?
Yeah,
which one you want?
Like a caramel. Caramel.
Caramel right up in there. I'm just trying to figure out how you want it. You know what I'm saying?
All this melon.
Yeah.
You know. That's for the lady that called in that was appalled by the light skin, dog skin comments. So we just gonna put some more on your plate and give you a light skin prank call, okay?
Oh, she's calling us back.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, for
that's
sure.
Fine. That's fine. Her husband gonna be just fine, Carla. They gonna be just fine. Okay, how's your future? Is it bright or is it dark? How's your future? we can keep pushing if you want to. All right, here we go. Pump your brakes, mama. Pump your brakes, mama. All right, that's the prank call. Pump your brakes, mama. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Natalie, please.
Yes, this is Natalie.
Natalie, how you doing? My name is Darren. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dan.
How you doing? Listen, we got a bit of a problem. If you don't mind me asking, who actually brings your kids home from school each day?
Oh, my mom gets my kids for me, and she drops them off.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Okay. Well, we have a bit of a problem. The kids are fine. There's no issue with the kids at all. But, you know, we've had a meeting here at the HOA. We've been getting some complaints. It seems like your mother is really speeding down the street real fast, and you know everyone's complaining about it, that you know it's a lot of kids walking home from school, and it seems like your mom is driving real fast when she's coming down the street to drop your kids off. Did you know anything about this?
No, not at all. That doesn't even sound like her.
Okay, what type of car does she?
My mother?
Let me ask you this, Natalie. From what I understand, it is a what kind of car does your mom have? Is it a Ford Escape or something like that? A little SUV? Is that what your mom has?
Yeah, she has a little red SUV.
Okay. All right. So the problem is that's the same car. That's the one we're talking about. And it seems like, you know, your mother is flying down the street, and she drops the kids off, and when she leaves, she's flying back out of the neighborhood, and a couple of times, some of the neighbors have told her to slow down, and, you know, I don't know if she's flicked them off or said something out the window, you know, but, you know, this is stuff that we just cannot tolerate.
Huh. Well, it really doesn't sound like my mom, but, you know, I will.
Okay, well, listen. You know what, Natalie? What we're not going to do is what you're not going to do is act like it's not your mama. It's your mother that's doing this. So what we need you to do is tell your mama to slow her down so we don't have this problem. All right? Because I tried to be nice with you at first, but if you're going to be in denial thinking it's not your mama, then we got an issue.
First of all, Darren from HOA, I need you to watch your tone and who the f*** you're talking to, all right? I need you to calm that all the way down,
okay,
all right?
I said that I would talk to her. You need to slow your damn mama down. That's what you need to do. Slow your mama down the way she driving through these damn streets.
No, what you need to do is stand in the middle of the street if she's flying down it, so hopefully she can knock you out the way, okay? Don't talk to me like that. You're being rude and disrespectful. I'm going to ask her if it's her because I don't think it's her, but you're not going to talk to me like that.
Okay, so your mama can just drive down the street and act a damn fool.
My mama could do whatever she want to do. My mama could do whatever she want to do. She a grown-ass woman.
She can't do it in the neighborhood that I'm a member of the HOA at. She can't do it there. Okay? Now, I don't mind having your mama arrested with your kids in the car if I got to.
I wish you would. I wish you would have my mama arrested with my kids in the car. You're going to have more problems than you ever had, okay? You better not have my mama arrested. You're going to get arrested, and you're going to be sent to the hospital. How about that?
Okay, let me tell you something. Tell your mama to slow her down in these streets. This is the last one that I'm giving y'all. This is the last one.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to give no warnings, okay? We can have a real conversation about it. We can meet and talk about it. Because you ain't going to talk to me like that, and you ain't telling my mama nothing. I ain't telling her to slow down for nothing. What you going to do? What you going to do, Derek? Matter of fact, let's meet about it. I'll bring my husband, too, since you got so much to say. You know what I'm saying? I want you to have, keep that same energy, okay, with my husband. I want you to talk to him like you talking to me.
Hey, let me tell you something. I ain't worried about your husband or none of that, all right? I'm going to say this right here. Tommy is the one that told us that your mama was speeding down the street. Tommy once said it.
Tommy? Who the hell is Tommy?
Tommy said your mama was the one running up and down the street fast going 40, 50 miles an hour. Tommy the one said that.
I don't know who Tommy is, but Tommy can kiss my ass. You can kiss my ass. And any other neighbors who got something to say about my mama can kiss my ass. How about that?
Let me ask you this. Do you know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
Son of a bitch. You got me. You got me.
Natalie, your sister.
Oh, my God. I had to pull over and text my husband like he was too amazing and so fool on the phone talking crazy to me. I was all about to get you lit up, brother. Lit up, nephew Tommy.
Your sister Darius got me to prank phone call you, baby. Your sister.
Oh, it's going down. It is going down. Oh, Payback is a real mother. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm getting back. Oh, man, I knew that was my mama. And I know you ain't never talk to me like that either. Oh, man. You got me.
Hey, baby, tell me this. One more thing before you go. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
You know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And tell Steve I said, hey, who is Harvey be looking good?
Ooh, wait.
Yes, sir. Your mama got to slow down when she come through here through this mm-hmm. time of school zone, okay? Okay. Slow your mama down. Ooh, you can't talk about nobody, mama. You hear me? You can't.
No, you cannot.
You will push that button and send yes. them into orbit.
Immediately.
Yes.
My mama can do whatever the hell she want to do. No. Your mama driving through here and flipping people off when she drive through here. You need to slow your mama ass down. That's what you need to do.
That's what made her really mad when you said that.
Tell your mama slow her butt down when she passed through here. Columbia, South Carolina, bring your mama with you, okay? July 1st, bring your mama and get your laugh on at the Koger Performing Arts Center. That's July 1st in Columbia, South Carolina. Tickets are on sale right now. The Fool is coming to town. Yes, he is. Oh, my God. It's going to be absolutely ravishing, I might add. I know 4th of July is a barbecue weekend, but jump it off with some comedy. That's your appetizer of the weekend. Friday night, July 1st. At the Koger Performing Arts Center. Tickets available right now. All right, that's all I got to say. I'm through with it. I'm going to be a fool. Okay. I'm going to be ignorant. I'm going to be stupid. And if you run up on that stage, Lord, it's going to be on CNN. I promise you it is.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter, the subject, the soldier is never at attention. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't
feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter, steveharveyfm.com. That's all you got to do to send your letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know.
That's right.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Clear Strawberry it. Letter.
Clear
Never
it.
Down to Georgia. He was looking for a source.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, the soldier is never at attention. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are both in the military, and he's still active duty, and I'm retired. I'm raising our two sons, and I do personal training for three clients to earn extra money. I'm in shape, and I want my husband to stay in shape, too. He works out, but he doesn't take care of his body internally. His diet has made him pre-diabetic, and he's on medication. The medication affects both of us because his soldier is never at attention anymore. It's been close to 3 months, and he doesn't seem to care that I've got needs. If he doesn't get his blood pressure and sugar intake together, it's going to kill this marriage. I've always been the one to initiate sex, and he loved that about me. It makes me think he's tired of my body, and he has no interest in pleasing me. I called his physician, and he couldn't tell me anything, but he did say that my husband can take better care of himself and suggested I help him out with that. I took all of the sugar out of the house and we eat clean now, but that's not helping. So I decided to check his meds and the bottles are full. I asked him why he wasn't taking the pills, and he said he doesn't like the way they make him feel. Then he said that we've had plenty of great sex over the years and we will get back to it soon. I can't believe he's being so selfish, and if the roles were reversed, he'd have a fit if I deprived him of sex. I get a lot of attention at the gym, the grocery store, the park, and everywhere else I go. And I've never considered cheating in the 8 years I've been married, but it's all I think about now. I dream of sex, watch porn on my phone, and take care of my own needs occasionally. Will I be selfish like him if I step out and get my sexual needs fulfilled? Okay, hold up. Wait a minute. All right, you're moving a little fast. And honestly, I think you're the one being selfish. Your husband, you said so plainly in the letter, has a medical issue, and he's trying to deal with it as best he can right now. I'm sure it's a shocker to him to have to deal with all of this. You know, it would be so easy to say to you, you, yes, you have needs and he's not taking care of you at home. You got to do what you got to do. That's what a lot of men do when they're not getting it at home. And we accept it as the norm. But we do live in a world with double standards. So before you go outside of your marriage, please let me say this. I understand how you feel, but don't step out on your husband. Try to fix things with him first. I mean, there are things he can obviously do to help himself, but so far he's not doing it. He said he doesn't like the way the meds make him feel. So, you know, sometimes you have to go back to the doctor and get your meds regulated. And, you know, maybe you need a not such a strong dose and all of that. So you got to take all these things into consideration before you consider, you know, stepping out on your husband. You get looked at, you know, when you go out to the grocery store and all that. But you said you're in shape and that's OK. But I think you need to talk to your husband. Let him know exactly how you feel. Try to find out what else is going on with him. Maybe this time he'll actually hear your frustration. You know, the thing is, when he said, you know, you've had great sex in the past and you'll get back to that, I think that left you a little glimmer of hope. So, you know, the problem is, when is he, what is he doing to make soon happen? So you need to encourage him. Go back to the doctor, check his meds, you know, continue to help him out with his diet. I think your marriage is salvageable here. I don't think you need to step out on him just yet. I just think it's going to take some work on both you guys' part. Steve?
Shirley, read me the title of the letter again, because why am I don't have printers, guys?
All right, the title is, the subject is The Soldier. The Soldier is Never at Attention.
This soldier is never at attention. This letter, y'all, is not about the fact that he's active military and she's retired military. Mm-hmm. That ain't what this is about. This ain't about the fact that to earn extra income that she does personal training of two or three clients on the side. This letter is about her husband being on high blood pressure medicine, and the high blood pressure medicine is causing ED. The medical term for that is erectile dysfunction. It is the number one killer in black men today. Oh, I know you think it's heart disease and yeah. Oh, I know you think it's crime. And, oh, you probably think it's, you know, gas prices.
Come on, Dr. Steve.
But the number one killer in black men today is ED, erectile dysfunction. Goodness.
Never knew that. Who
so
knew
let's it? Just talk with you about what this letter is really about. He has a problem, mm-hmm. and he's not taking care of himself. So his doctor has prescribed high blood pressure medication. High blood pressure medication with diabetes medication can cause several side effects in men. And the only one that matters to any of us is erectile dysfunction. I have read medicines that said one of the side effects is blindness. I choose blindness.
Hold on. Okay.
I've seen some people say side effects is loss of hearing.
Hold on.
I don't
Steve.
Need to hear a damn thing.
We'll have
come
part
back,
two.
We'll
of
address
your...
all of yeah. this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will. Part two of Steve's response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is The Soldier is Never at Attention. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, this soldier is never at attention.
The subject for the Strawberry Letter today is, this soldier is never at attention. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about a military family here, so you are probably thinking this is a military problem. It's not. He's active duty. She's retired to make extra money. She, on the side, trains two, three people in her class. Her husband is active military, but that's all he active. He is just right active military. He is inactive at the house in the bedroom. Now, the problem, the lady says, this has been going on for 3 months. Seems like a short time, but I've considered suicide after 30 days myself one time.
It's not about sick. You.
So I know. Well, this letter is about me, Shirley, because I know how to talk to people about this because I'm 65 years old. I've had to deal with a lot of things in my life, and I can help people. This letter is about ED, erectile dysfunction. Now, the woman says she's been dealing with this medical problem with her husband for 90 days, and she's thinking about stepping out. I had to go 30 days without it one time, and that's when I was suicidal. I had considered, you know,
giving it up.
Stepping off in front of a bus or something. Now, like he said, now listen, on this Zoom, ladies, y'all can stop shaking your head because you're not going to stop me from saying what I'm saying. Clearly. Y'all women, y'all don't even have this damn problem.
Say what you want.
Let me, nope, Tommy and Junior, handle this. Yeah, all y'all women sitting up here laying back, don't say that, don't say that. It's a killer. It's a heartbreaking ass killer. Have you sitting up laying at night dreaming of days gone by? Remember when I could just eat all day, any day?
Yeah.
You doing it now? Yeah, I'm doing it now. You want to do it again? Yeah, I'll do it again. How about now? How about now?
Try it now.
All day, every day.
You stayed ready.
Years have gone by.
You're 20.
Brothers get busy. Lives get busy. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going through a divorce or something. Next thing you know, you look up and ain't quite what it was. You miss that electrifying, hair-raising event on the back of your neck. It used to feel like somebody had took a refrigerator cord and jammed it up your crack and plugged you into the wall. That's what it felt like.
God.
But as you get older, that feeling diminishes.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
You went from this here. This is what it used to be like. It gets to where it's just a...
That's it.
One more time.
One more time. Yeah,
in your 20s, spitting and slobbling and everything. Now,
woo! Boy, we did that, didn't we?
Woo!
That's it.
So, it's men that's listening to this that's going, damn, Steve. Yeah, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
So now here's what has to happen.
I can't believe the ignorance.
Now, you mad because this high blood pressure gives your husband these side effects. But now you done looked in the medicine cabinet and he ain't even taking his high blood pressure. See, I don't take high blood pressure medication because of the side effects. Mm-hmm. But now when you take ED medicine, they have side effects too.
Yeah, they do.
Cloudy memory. Stuffy headaches, ear burning.
Mm-hmm. Ear burning?
Why your ear burning?
Yeah, I've had the tops of my ears just on fire. I don't give a damn.
Hot ears.
I couldn't breathe for 3 days one time. I did all my talking and breathing with my mouth hanging open.
Mouth breather.
Because I'm fine. Blurred vision. Boy, my eyes are shut anyway. What do I need to see for? Swollen ankles. Don't tie your shoes up.
You have an answer
care what
for
the damn
everything.
Side effects are. I'm just telling you. See, so this is the problem. Now, the woman in the letter is complaining that she gets a lot of attention at the gym, and she's never thought about stepping out. But since she ain't had sex in 90 days, she now is considering for the first time. She watched porn all the time and everything. Mm-hmm. It's some men out here to volunteer to help you. That's not a problem.
Right.
But after 90 days, you considering your messing up your marriage?
Exactly.
Your vows was to honor him in sickness and in health. Richer off of poor, till death do you part? And that's the part. Let me focus for just 1 minute on that last line. You take your wedding vows to death do you part? And I did. And somebody asked me one time, well, Steve, you've had 2 divorces. How can you say you honored your vows till death do you part? I said, as soon as I felt like I was dying,
here we go.
I got the divorce. That's what it said. Till death do you part. Once I felt like I was dying, I thought it was time to part. There's something in everything to be learned with all these letters, y'all. Stop being so damn judgmental. But all you brothers out there that's worried about side effects, bring them on. Teeth hurting. Let them hurt. Steve, your teeth are hurt with erectile dysfunction medication. Take them out!
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand as well. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Wow, Shirley. Let me be careful how we phrase this. You know, we already in trouble for how we talk about sports and people's color. So the opaque people and the solid people have played last night.
Opaque.
I don't want to offend nobody, but the opaque people and the solid colored people played last night. Golden State went to Boston and fell short. 116-100, Boston takes a 2-1 series lead, man.
Uh-oh.
Man, this series has turned out to be something now. Okay, here we go. Steph Curry finished with 31. Klay Thompson with 25. Andrew Wiggins with 18. Jordan Poole only finished with 10. But Jaylen Brown, lead scorer for Boston Celtics, he finished with 27. Jason Tatum, the light-skinned dude.
Hold on, Kia. Jaylen who?
Brown.
Uh-oh.
He got
another clue.
Another clue.
Another clue.
You're only going to make that lady mad that called in earlier.
Well, that's another clue. You're in line. Jaylen Brown, 27. Jason Tatum, he's 26. Marcus Smart showed up being 2 for Boston, man. He finished with 24, man. Now, Golden State was down 12 at half. Then they came back, took the lead 83-82 in the third, but in the fourth just went cold because Boston dominated in the paint. And I'm just saying, man, I got to look at this series different, man. I don't know. Next game is Friday
night. It's the next game. That's what it is.
Yeah, you got nothing is close. 116-100, and then, you know, it's just like all the games, man, have been decided by over 10 points or less. I mean, or more.
Well, this,
and that's rare.
This is where it's either 3-1 or 2-2. That's what's happening, Friday.
Yeah.
That's the big
one. You go to State, you want to go back home 2-2. But, man, going down 3-1 against your boy, man, I'm with you, man. Boston don't even look scared. They don't even care.
They're not scared at all. And once again, I am not for Boston at all, ever.
Oh, true.
Except certain players when they had Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. Now, I happen to like this boy Tatum. Brown, Smart, Horford. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't really know nothing about the little boy that wear the headband with the great big forehead.
Derek White, you talking about Derek White.
Derek White.
Lord, when you got on a big, thick headband and your forehead is still huge, you know, he damn near look like something wrong with him. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're going to make all the big forehead people mad.
No, forehead people.
Now here come the big forehead
people. Yeah.
You're finna upset a lot of big
guess
forehead.
Guess what? And we got one of them on the show, so it could be close. Y'all start emailing.
We got to go. All right. Thank you, Junior. Coming up next, we're going to check Steve's voicemail right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Ilya Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world. until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to check Steve's voicemail. If you would like to leave Steve a voicemail, call him 877-29-STEVE. Or, okay, here we go. We have a couple of calls right now, Steve. You ready? This caller is, his name is Cornell, and he wants some relationship advice. Okay, relationship advice.
So listen, how you doing, Steve? Good morning to you and the family, crazy-ass Tommy, and the rest of the crew. I got a question to ask you, man. I was dating this girl. She's on disability. And when I first met her, it was kind of cool to meet her as far as going out and me fronting the bill all the time. But it got to the point where the bill kept getting streamed. She'd go out and buy extra stuff or buy her friend's stuff. And, you know, she was treated like it was her money. So I sit and had a conversation where I was listening, you got to actually stop what we're doing and let's make a good judgment call. A good judgment call was that, you know, let's not eat as much out. Let's try to save our money. So I'm trying to help you out. So every time something happens, she throws in my face about, well, you're supposed to take care of me. You're supposed to be helping me out. I'm like, ho. I mean, is it a point where you're supposed to help me out? Because you have no money. Or you say you don't have any money. But to me, it's like a game to her. You know, to holler wolf and hope somebody hear you. And, you know, you pick up the tab for you or be said you helpless. But you got jars of money. You're saving dollar bills, $5, $10 bills in jars above your bed that's filled up with money. But you always hauling you have any money. I value great opinions. So, again, my name is Cornell. They call me CJ. Thank you.
Well, CJ, so I just have to deal with this as I understand it. Mm-hmm. Everybody on disability ain't disabled. Let's just start there. Some people go out on disability as a gimmick or a game. So we're just talking about people leaving their job to get paid on disability. These are the disabilities I'm talking about. So let's not get confused with anything else. I ain't talking about nothing else except somebody trying to get disability because he said this woman was on disability. That's all I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, let me explain something to you. The key thing to me to accepting the fact that you are on disability mm-hmm. is you must show me an exhibit that you are disabled.
Okay.
That's the only thing about disability I do. You got to not be able to go up the steps. You got to need help around the corner. Uh-huh. Somebody got to be pushing you somewhere.
They got to sue
something
it.
Something got to be happening like this here.
Yeah, he
other
needs
than
proof.
That, I'm assuming mm-hmm. your ass is hustling your job on disability. Uh-huh. So now once you can't prove to me that your ass ain't disabled, then I'm going to assume that your ass is able. And after that, if I tell you I can help you, after I determine that your ass is able, then what you cannot do is expect me to enable you.
Okay.
See, what all I'm right. not finna do is donate to the cause that ain't really a cause. Because if you're on disability, damn it, you're going to have to start using these ramps. You're going to have to get something hanging out your rearview mirror. Your ass got to have a lift on a van or something. Other than that, it's a hustle to me. And so once I determine that, now you have to have the ability to get up these steps your damn self.
Okay.
And so I ain't got nothing for you. You see, first of all, he said she got money up over the bed in a jar, tens and twenties. If you disabled, how you get up there? Who put that money in that jar? So you're not finna do this to me.
That could trick me.
I'm looking up there above the bed, this jar with this money in it. Who jumped up there and put that money in that damn jar? Right there, your ass ain't disabled. You had the ability to get up there and put that money in that jar. Get your ass down and go to work. You jumping on the bed, dropping money in the jar like it's a trampoline. I thought you was on disability.
God.
You done jumped your ass up in the air and put that money in that damn job. We finna break up.
Coming up. We got
we down
go
here in the
crazy
bed. We half having sex. You done jumped up in the job. Put your leg over there like I had.
We gotta go, crazy man. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so in trending animal news, orangutans, you know, are known for being aggressive, especially with humans. I didn't know that. But did you see this video? It's gone viral now of the guy who gets a little too close to the cage at a zoo. This happened in the Riau Islands in Indonesia. The orangutan's name was Tina, quickly grabs the guy by the shirt, pulling him closer and closer and possibly trying to bite the man. Then the man's friend tries to help him, but the video ends with Tina, the orangutan, holding on to her grip and the man is shown hanging by his side on the enclosure. Come to find out, news reports say the man is doing okay now. Zoo officials say the guy broke the rules by trying to get a video of Tina and getting a little too close.
Yeah, I saw the video. I laughed my ass off. But here's the part about this orangutan. You got to quit going to these zoos in these other countries. See, it's supposed to be a moat or something between you and Tina. You need
a
moat, some plexiglass, something. You going to these little damn zoos that's really carnivals with these real ass animals in it. Tina snatched his ass so fast. See, in America, they'll have a moat or some plexiglass. And he just got his ass too close. Why are you over there that close and he can reach you?
Yes.
Tina ain't grabbing my ass, though.
Right.
And my friend would have been over there, but I would have been just yelling instruction. Pull back. Right. Get him off you. Pull his finger off you, man. I'm not going
we
over
gotta
there.
Go. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll do a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather date someone who doesn't get your favorite movie, or would you rather date someone who can't stand the music you like?
Oh, hey. If you don't get my favorite movie, that's cool. But if you don't like Earth, Wind & Fire, there's no way we can do this. It's no way.
It's over. It's finished before it even started.
You gotta like my movie. I'm sorry. Yeah, you just,
what?
Yes.
What's your favorite movie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Color Purple.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you ain't with the Color Purple, I'm
boy,
sorry.
Boy, anybody want to sit and watch that depressing ass movie with you on?
You got to like the Color Purple now.
All these field scenes and all these poor ass living. Everybody finna sit up there and date you. If you don't like Color Purple, you don't. No, man, damn that. Music.
Yeah,
music.
I turned Jodeci on. You talking about who is that? We can't. Not Jodeci. You better.
It's over, Junior.
Oh, it's over.
All right. All right,
we're on a road trip and you got number Hank Williams on this thing. Hey. I just drive off into the cornfield.
All right, so would you rather take your kids or your in-laws with you on date night? Which ones? Kids or in-laws?
Oh, I had to take my kids. See, y'all got young kids. My kids grown.
Okay.
I take my in-laws. This would be the worst date.
What happened? What's going to happen?
First of all, man, they don't eat right. They be in restaurants requesting stuff. Y'all got pork chops. It's an Italian restaurant, mama.
Pork chops.
They bring my mother-in-law food. Do y'all have gravy? Mama,
everybody ain't got gravy
in here. No, I just got a pot of gravy sitting on the stove. Baby. Well, they need a sauce on it or something, but it ain't gravy.
It's dry.
I don't cook my pork chops like this. What about you, nephew?
I'm going to go with the kids.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have in-laws, so I'd have to go with the kids. I know I'm used to the kids. I can have them all day.
Junior?
I know how to preoccupy their little asses. Yeah.
You don't have either, Junior.
Neither one, so I don't know how it's going to go.
All right, last one. Would you rather be rich and alone, or poor with true love? your soulmate?
A.
A.
I'm going with Rich every time.
Rich A. and alone. You won't know it, but I have plenty of people over this evening.
Rich and alone, that's a beautiful thing.
Well, she might not stay. Well, for 2 hours, though.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, we'll close out the show and we'll have our last break right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, guys. Our last break of the day on this Thursday. It's almost the weekend.
Oh, yeah. The weekend, baby.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Thank you, Unc. Yeah. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for all the laughs.
Yo, you're welcome, dog. That's what I'm here for. Every now and then, I just let them have
it. You did your job today.
You know, what?
Boy, I got ahead
of in the words of Roy Jones Jr., y'all must have forgot.
The king.
Y'all must have forgot.
Laughter is such, it's so good for the soul. It's such a good man.
It really, really is. Good, right,
you
know, especially
you all were dressed, you all were dealing with this racial issue earlier.
Oh, like
about
skin,
Junior called yeah, okay. in and did his radio. He was doing sports, and he was making references to some light-skinned ball players and dark-skinned ball players, and the caller called in was aggravated and wanted us to address that because she was disappointed that Junior were referring to some of the players as light-skinned and the others as dark-skinned. And okay. I think Sister Odell should address this because she's been longer than any of us.
Bring on in here, then. Bring on in. No.
Good morning. Good morning.
She's here.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, sister. Good morning, sister Odell.
You know, I don't have a lot of time for similarities, so, you know, I'm going to just go on and get into it.
Similarities?
You know, and so I just wanted to say good morning, and Junior.
Yes,
I just came in to speak for you because, you know, you the young one on the show.
Yes, ma'am.
And when the lady called in and was talking about you was referring to the basketball players as light and dark, you know, it is what it is. And I know you didn't want to answer it because you was, you know, scared.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, offending peoples. But listen, to the lady that wrote in, it's always been in our culture the way we describe one another, light-skinned and dark-skinned. It's just...
skinned.
It's just the way it is, even in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what NBA
stands
about.
For not about just blacks.
What? Oh, it does?
It's not about just blacks. It's the NBA. See, we've been always hard to be inclusive of light-skinned people. My little nephew, just bless his heart, just as black as a car tire. And he was, and we even referred to him as how dark he was. You know, he was so dark. You know, he was just, it's just in pictures he looked like the negative.
What?
You know, he looked like a negative on the roll of film. Just be over there, just as pretty and just as dark as he wanted to be.
Yeah.
And he tried to compensate. He tried to compensate. You know, and he dated a little high yellow girl. And she was just as sweet as she wanted to be, but she was high yelling, you know. She had high yelling tendencies. You know, and we would have, I remember the first Thanksgiving, she come over, and it was potluck. And everybody brought a dish, and she brought in pumpkin pie.
What?
and it just threw the whole dinner off. This little poor little light skinned heifer bought in pumpkin pie to a black people's Thanksgiving. Sweetie, we don't eat pumpkin pie. Yeah. But the little light in her didn't know that.
Yeah.
And she brought it in. The number one question at the buffet was, which one of these is sweet potato? Now, to go back and help Junior out, if you look at the Golden State team, there's a number of a bunch of little yellow-ass boys on that team.
All right, they're going to be calling on you, sister. Not
what if they call on me? I'm a fictitious character. I'm a fictitious character. What is you finna call and report me for? Stuff that Steve can't say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I like the Golden State Warriors, but there's a bunch of little high yellow ass little kids. They only got that one dog boy, Draymond, and he got a dark ass name.
Green?
Draymond.
Yeah, Draymond.
Oh, you got to be dark skinned to have a name like Draymond. There ain't no light skinned people named Draymond.
No, ma'am.
See, look at the people on the Golden State team. Look at their name, Steph. Nice little short one syllable, Steph. Clay. Yeah. Uh-huh. High yellow people.
Yeah.
Draymond, dog. Angry. Technical foul. Defensive player of the year.
Yeah. Thank you, Sister Odell.
You know, it's in politics, too. Mm. It's everywhere.
They don't like black people
in the White House. They only want white people in the White House. They named the White House White House. See, that's racist. They could have just called it the Big House, but now they got the white people
the
want
big
it
house.
To be the White House.
The Big House is
they
worse.
Called it the Big House.
Yeah.
Tommy, why is you in this? You didn't help Junior out when he was in trouble. Then when I come to the rescue, I don't need you to be talking about nothing. I just wanted to stop in and clear it up. And them little light-skinned boys are shooting that basketball, though. But if you want somebody to stop somebody, you need a defense player that got to be dark-skinned.
We're in trouble now.
Yeah.
Dark people know how to stop things because they've always had to.
So glad I cleared that up for you.
And anybody with a complaint, know that I am once again a fictitious character, and you can't do nothing about it. Talk to God; He'd love to hear from you. You know all of that Steve say, and He'd love to hear from you, light or dark. That's the good thing about God.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.